Ryan White program is the nation's largest HIV-specific program, to the tune of about $2 billion nationwide, that helps people receive core medical services, especially for those who are underprivileged or do not have the financial means to access medical care and other core services.
Let's talk about the changes that were made.
Sure. We know clearly some of the changes, Jerry. For example, they have reduced the income eligibility to access programs like assistance with medications and medical care from about $50,000 to $30,000. And they've also changed the eligibility based on some medical criteria. For example, whether your diagnosis is HIV or living with AIDS, or whether you're pregnant, or whether you have or have not had an opportunistic infection, and those things will be combined with income eligibility to determine whether you're A, eligible for the program at all, or B, if you are eligible, whether you'll go on a waiting list. And right now, the estimates are, as best as I know, that about 75 people a month in Ohio will be going on a waiting list. So those people, if they're HIV positive or living with AIDS and need medications, will not have immediate access to those medications. They will go on a waiting list.
And, of course, there's also the impact of people that don't have health insurance.
That's exactly correct. In fact, one of the very important programs that the Ryan White Part B program has provided is assistance either with payment of insurance premiums or for those who don't have insurance because of changes in their lives or the economy, again, helping cover those. And that will be a significant impact statewide on hundreds of people living with AIDS or HIV.
You mentioned that not all of the impact of this change is known yet.
That's correct. Some of the decisions are still being addressed. And again, the folks in Columbus and the advisory committees have been wrestling with some of these figures for a few months. But it's our understanding that not all of the decisions about cuts to the program have yet been made or have been made public. So we know at this point changes in income criteria for eligibility, medical changes in eligibility, as well as cuts to the drugs that will be provided. But it's our understanding there may be additional cuts announced down the road.
Bill, thanks. And I want to just touch briefly on a posting that ARC had on Facebook about the deaths of some clients this month. Can you speak to that?
You know, with the drugs we have today, there have been remarkable progress in treating HIV infection and AIDS. However, the other truth is that there is no cure and there's no preventative vaccine. For many people, drugs are extending their lives, in some cases decades post-diagnosis. But the other part of the story, and this is one that the media and the public often do not get, is that people are still dying from AIDS in this country. And we've had several deaths among our clients just in the past few months of those who were living with AIDS for long times, but the drugs had lost their effectiveness.
And, of course, you've got caseworkers who are very heavily involved with these people throughout their lives and the duration of their illness.
That's correct. And one of the important services that ARC Ohio brings to the community is if you're HIV positive and you're one of our clients, we will help clients become enrolled in Part B and in other programs that help folks receive treatment, medical care, transportation, housing, but also deal with the psychological and emotional aspects of living with this infection for which there is still no cure.
And one in five cases of HIV are still undiagnosed?
That's correct. Remarkably, almost 30 years into treating this issue, according to the CDC, one in five HIV-positive Americans still are unaware of that they are HIV-infected. And actually, that's an average in some communities, like the gay community or among gay bisexual men of color. That figure is even higher.
Bill, thanks for your time.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.